Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. Okay, first of all, let's establish this. Most of us are going to carry handguns. And because we're... And because we're going to carry handguns, we set out to try to figure out what the best caliber is going to be. Because we're carrying a gun to stop a threat. There's a lot of myths and bad information that comes out of there. A lot of people will tell you that a 380 is not much more dangerous than a V-Sting. Another would claim that because a typical 45 ACP rounds 230 grains, you'd have to fire two 9mm rounds weighing 115 grains to stop the same threat. Keeping this in mind, you have to, you have to understand how handguns actually stop threats. And the first thing to acknowledge is that stopping power is a myth. And it's a really big myth in the world of handguns. It's one of those terms that was never quantifiable and is used often to tout larger calibers as being better and smaller calibers as lacking. And yet no method, no scientific method for measuring or evaluating stopping power exists with regard to why a 45 ACP round is better and ending a threat than a 9mm round. Just getting all these calls all of a sudden. This leads us to the argument about what the minimum defensive caliber is or should be. And that often portrays one round as being the minimally acceptable option for defensive use, and anything bigger is by definition better. Sometimes that minimum is 9mm. Other times it can be 380 ACP, sometimes known as 9mm short. The whole minimum caliber argument is silly. There are calibers I wouldn't carry, like 25 ACP, which is admittedly small, but I wouldn't carry 44 Magnum either. And there's a lot that goes into that other than just the size. 25 ACP is fairly anemic. And it doesn't penetrate very well. The 44 Magnum packs a whole bunch of recoil and a muzzle blast, making it tough to get a good follow-up shot quickly and on target, not to mention the size of the gun and trying to conceal that thing. I would carry 22 long rifle with the right ammo and in the right gun. I carry 9mm daily, and the right ammo to stop a threat seems to work about as good as the right ammo on a 45 ACP. But this all comes down to penetration. Handguns only have one wounding mechanism, and it's the wounds caused by what the bullet impacts. There's no secondary wounding effect from a standard handgun. They can't generate a shock that causes other wounds. There's no significant real energy dump either. And I'm talking about your typical handgun, not the AR pistol, by the way. A pistol projectile should be able to penetrate at least 12 inches of 10% ballistic gel. That's properly calibrated. You are a human being is not jelly. I know that. But the FBI who established that standard found that if a round can penetrate that deep in proper ballistic gel, it can reach the vital organs that, when struck, can stop a threat. And calibers like 380 ACP, 32 ACP, and 22 long rifle can all do that with proper projectile selection. In self-defense, There's only three ways to stop a threat. Psychological stop, the bad guy decides the fight is over. The round doesn't have to strike something to kill the attacker. But simply being hit changes their mind. A psychological stop can occur when you present the weapon. Blood loss. The slow way to stop a threat is to hit something that causes lots of bleeding in your attacker. The body works best when it has all of its blood, and the more of that that someone loses, the more likely they are to lose consciousness and eventually assume room temperature. And then there's the vital strike. That's when you hit something vital like the brain, the heart, or maybe the lungs a few times. And all of this is that is the quickest way to end a threat. A .45 to the brain is no different than a .22 long rifle to the brain. Although the .22 long rifle doesn't actually bounce around causing additional wounding effects any more than any other round does. Same goes for heart, lungs, etc. The size of the projectile doesn't matter as much as the projectile's ability to get there. And if it can't get there, it doesn't matter how much big it is. What matters more is the shooter's ability to place rounds where they will be most effective. Now, the real question here is, why is 9mm the round gun owners in the industry seem to have settled on? Well, it works well as a round. It's also very common, and it is also the NATO standard. The 9mm round has also always been affordable, easy to find. It allows for relatively high capacities in handguns. It has hollow point options. It's quite impressive and very capable. It does pretty well getting through soft cover and thin barriers. Glass, car doors, light wood, heavy clothing, they aren't typically worries for the average concealed carrier, but for cops and soldiers it matters. And the main reason why we use 9mm over all rounds is because it is a great jack-of-all-trades round. Are there any advantages to rounds like .40 caliber, .357 SIG, 10mm over 9mm, or over things like .380 ACP? Those would definitely handle barriers better. They tend to penetrate deeper, but when does that extra penetration matter? If 9mm can reach vitals, why would a round need to go deeper? And the 1986 Miami shootout. And this is one where they adopted the 10mm, the FBI did. A 9mm round stopped an inch from the heart of one of the criminals. But that had more to do with the ammunition than the round itself, you know. Defensive 9mm ammunition in the mid-80s wasn't nearly as capable as it is now. The round initially went through the bad guy's arm, which gave it more meat to stand with. .40 caliber, .357 SIG, and 10mm deeper penetration can be beneficial in those odd-angled shooting scenarios. And the key word is can and not will. It's never guaranteed, and too many variables exist to say it will always work. And if you have a round that can penetrate deeply enough into an attacker, then the next step is to choose the right defensive projectile. And then you're talking about a jacketed hollow point. And a bigger hole is a bigger hole. If all handguns can do is damage tissue as they travel through it, then the larger expanded projectile is better than the one that expands less or not at all. And does it make it enough of a difference to stop a threat if the shot isn't placed in an area that matters? No. But it might make the threat bleed out faster. Then, of course, it depends on the bigger threat. Like, if you're dealing with a big threat, like, say, a bear, you probably want a bigger caliber, 10mm at a very minimum. But it comes down to one thing and one thing. When you're making your choice for the round you're going to run, if it can penetrate adequately and you can shoot it straight and you can hit where you need to hit, then that's the one you need to carry. And for most people, it's going to be 9mm. I don't know if that's actually brings us to this point where we say, okay, we found the Goldilocks round, but it seems to be doing the job right now. At least in the modern iteration that we find defensive ammo in today. I just saw that and I thought that was pretty interesting to look at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Looking at this thing, you got Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Hank Johnson, two of the most clueless legislators I've ever seen in my life. And they have reintroduced the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. Of course, under the guise of public safety. And it's not a regulation. Some people are, I mean, it would never hold up to Bruin. That's item number one. And since Bruin has made the decision as to what is and is not constitutional when it comes to gun rights. I don't quite understand why this is being introduced. Maybe it's because the leftists are out there, and the leftists always think, well, we can, the voting public is stupid. Their plan is to impose extensive bans on various firearms and accessories. They want to mandate prolonged waiting periods and introduce some licensing and registration requirements, and it impedes the fundamental right to bear arms. And they want to ban military-style firearms and subjective bans on firearm accessories. And this sets a dangerous precedent of ambiguity and overreach. Then, of course, is the minimum age. That's always a thing. They always look to raise that minimum age. And right now I'm texting. Now, this flies in the face of what you would consider to be normal, because we allow 18-year-old people to vote, and we allow them to serve in the military and to handle them. And that is very illogical, to get out there and ban them from... If you can serve in the military or law enforcement, but then you're denied the right to own a gun for self-defense or recreational use, what kind of a message is that? Which I know what kind of message it is. I'm just asking that rhetorically. They also want to expand red flag laws, and that's another significant threat to individual rights, allowing for gun confiscation without doing anything. They may have thought that you might do it. The establishment of a federal gun licensing and registration system, coupled with what they think is the bolstered authority and funding of the ATF, mirrors the tactics of an oppressive regime rather than a republic. And forget the whole democracy, democratic government nonsense. That's not what we are. But they want to infringe upon the constitutional right. What they're trying to do is reshape your ability to own a gun and challenge the core principles of individual freedom and self-defense. Now, like I said, it would not hold up muster to Bruin. Not at all. Now, six times, laws like this have been taken to the Supreme Court, and six times they have been knocked down. In the case of the United States versus Miller, for example, the Supreme Court determined that military-style weapons are specifically protected by the Second Amendment. That is a matter of settled law. The proposed bill's comprehensive bans and restrictive measures push the boundaries of what the Supreme Court has deemed acceptable. And, of course, it would get crushed in the end. But we can look at this and worry. And we should absolutely start taking. I mean, we got to start getting in touch with people, calling people, getting people involved in this. But in the interim, while we look at what they want to do, this is just a grab bag of everything they've ever wanted to see. They want to establish a nationwide gun registry and ban a wide range of firearms and accessories. The only problem, there's two problems with this. First of all, the big problem is unconstitutional, and it's never going to go, and it's not going to pass muster, and they can introduce it. Things like this have been introduced a lot. And with as many new gun owners that are out there, I just don't see this. I don't see the constituents putting up with this. Many of their provisions, like the assault weapons ban and the magazine restriction, that's all been tried before. And it had no impact on crime. There was no benefit to doing it at all. Effective gun violence, which is a, effective gun violence itself is a made-up term as well. That requires targeted evidence-based approaches, not some sweeping ban that affects you who are not going to commit any crimes. And like all things that are gun control, this only affects the law-abiding citizen. You have guns for whatever reason you have guns. I own guns for self-defense. I'm not a recreational shooter. I'm not a hunter. The guns I own are purely for a defense. Although I do, I won't say that I don't recreationally shoot them, because when I go train, I actually have a pretty good time with it. But the root cause of crime is what they need to be looking at. And you can't do that. You can't go after that, because that would mean going after a bunch of Democratic policies that are out there today. In these areas where, I mean, if you were to take out the big five, just pick the five cities that have the most gun violence, take those out of the equation, and then we have no discernible violence of that type compared to any other nation. We would be deep down in the middle of the pack. And considering how many guns we have out here, that would mean that we really are a very peaceful people. So, go check this out. It's called the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. It's probably not going to get very far. If it does, I don't see it going anywhere in the House. I don't see anything Hank Johnson. The people that vote for Hank Johnson, I really wonder about you. I really do. I really wonder about you. So, this does not stand up to constitutional muster, although it's always harder to pull it back once it's out there than it is to just defeat it before it gets very far. But that's, you know, that's always been the case. I just find it interesting that in this age, after what we've seen, say, with Israel and Ukraine, why would we want to deny people gun rights when they just become sitting ducks when you do that? Why would you want your populace to be sitting ducks? Democrats, why would you want that at all? So, anyway, once again, it's called the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. Just go take a look at that and pass it on to your people. Pass it on to whoever you're a member of, if you're a member of Second Amendment Foundation or whatever. They're aware of it. Make no mistake about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now, 2 weeks ago, David Koppel, he filed an amicus brief in the district court in Colorado in Gates versus Polis, a case challenging the legislature's 2013 ban on magazines over 15 rounds. And the brief was on behalf of sheriffs and law enforcement training organizations. The International Law Enforcement Educators and Trainers Association, the Colorado Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors Association, the Western States Sheriffs Association, 10 elected Colorado sheriffs, and the Independence Institute where he works. Some of the briefs explains the practical mechanics of armed self-defense and why bans on standard magazines do not impair a mass shooter, but do endanger a regular citizen, especially when attacked by multiple criminals. Another part of the brief shows the key data created by some of the Colorado Attorney General's expert witnesses is obviously false. But let's focus on the more fundamental argument that's in the brief. The law enforcement amici reject the claim that the arms universally recognized as appropriate for ordinary law enforcement officers should be banned for ordinary citizens. Now, I've made this argument before. Why would you take a police officer and give him more firepower than a citizen when it is probably the citizen in most cases that's going to be the one that gets attacked? Now, I do know that nowadays police officers do get, in fact, attacked. I get that. But why shouldn't we all be equal when it comes to our ability to repel an attack? And why are police officers above citizens. Why should they be above them? The claim is based that they are above the people rather than part of the people. Now, the magazine ban attempts to divorce today's common arms of law-abiding citizens from today's common arms of law enforcement officers, including sheriffs and their deputies. And divorce, this divorce endangers citizens and officers alike. The weapons of law enforcement are carefully selected for only one reason: lawful defense of innocence in civil society. Throughout American history, many citizens have looked to law enforcement in guidance to choose the weapon for the same purpose. Denying that to citizens and to retired law enforcement officers endangers them for the same reason that denying those arms to active law enforcement officers would endanger them. And the most important reason is the necessity of reserve capacity. Reserve capacity being the thing that, you know, you don't know how many rounds it's going to take in a gunfight. And having more rounds than it takes to deanimate your subject, your assailant, that's never a bad thing. What if there's multiple assailants? This also violates the principle of our Constitution and of American law enforcement. Policing by consent is the American value. Not militarized occupation, which is what this does. This is essentially what this brings us to. The magazine ban is based on the sponsor's repeated claim that the one person of magazines over 15 rounds is to kill large numbers of people quickly. Well, no, not exactly. That was never challenged by any legislator who voted for the bill. Now, this means that if law enforcement has these standard capacity magazines, then they're carrying magazines that has one purpose of mass killing. And that creates a false division between officers and the citizens whom they serve, which they do, they serve. And the notion reduces citizen cooperation with officers and also endangers officers. And according to the magazine ban, the very arms most commonly carried by ordinary law enforcement officers are off limits to the community. Now that's backwards. As the Connecticut Supreme Court unanimously ruled, widespread acceptance within the law enforcement community also supports the conclusion that they, police batons, are not so dangerous or unusual as to fall outside the purview of the Second Amendment. It also rejects the implied libel that the ordinary arms of American peace officers are weapons of mass killers. Like, check this out. Officer Art X shot the suspect with a common Glock 17, equipped with a standard 17-round magazine, well-suited for lawful self-defense or lawful defense of self and others. Officer X shot the suspect with an unusually dangerous handgun whose only purpose is mass killing. Now, the first statement is accurate. The actions are actually the same. The second inflames anger and hatred against law-abiding law enforcement officers. Now, if defendant prevails because standard magazines are unusually dangerous, then the most typical arms of average deputies and officers are called into question as supposedly excessive. And it leads to this whole militarization of the police thought process. It also envisions policing from above and enjoying weapons of war. And that's also contrary to policing by consent. And this treats police like soldiers of an occupying army. The ordinary handgun and rifle magazines routinely carried for reasonable defense by deputies and other LEOs are declared to be weapons of mass murder. Supposedly, possession of weapons for mass killing by law enforcement is to be accepted as normal. How perverse is that? law enforcement officers are not masters of the people. They are servants. And the idea that the ordinary sheriff's deputy on bike patrol is carrying a weapon made only for militarized mass killers poisons community relations. It is not the way you want to portray things. Now, defendants would argue that the law enforcement exemption is reasonable because law enforcement officers have more training and stronger vetting than does the average citizen. That's true, but the magazine ban is not a law about extra training or more thorough background checks. The magazine ban is a ban for every citizen, no matter how impeccable of character, no matter how proficient, no matter how well trained. So, we'll see where this goes. This is a very repressive scenario, and it contradicts the whole idea of the consensual Constitution. And the Second Amendment protects the security of a free state. A free state. And a state of consent is the opposite of law enforcement officers being above the people. This law, by the way, is the one that got all of those senators recalled by Tim Knight and those other guys that went in there and very effectively brought everything together and showed what a grassroots movement is supposed to look like. And while they did get those senators recalled and kicked out of office, this law still sits there. And now we're going to try the hard thing, which is to get it declared unconstitutional, which in this state, and we'll see where this goes. I mean, it's 10 years old now. That shows you, I mean, this is what happens when gun control gets passed. It's going to take time like this, this kind of a time allotment to get anywhere with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. In a press conference late last month, the Chicago's new His Honor, Brandon Johnson, shifted the blame for the crime epidemic and migrant crisis placing his plaguing his city on his predecessor, Lori Lightfoot, and on right-wing extremism, which I don't know how you take those two and make them, partners on this one. Now, to be sure, Lori Lightfoot, her tenure, had a lot of spiraling crime rates, stunning even by hardened big city standards. And the Chicago Police Department statistics from earlier this year showed reported crime overall was already up by 55% as compared to the same time in 2022. And every major crime category tracked by the CPD, with the exception of murder and shooting incidents, show double or even triple-digit increases over the last 2 years. Vehicle thefts have skyrocketed, accelerating by an incredible 255% between 2021 and 2023. And although the most recently available year-on-year crime statistics from the CPD show some good news, murder is down by 12%, overall violent crime has increased by 19% this year compared to the last, and by an astounding 68% as compared to 2021. Now, in an approach even more novel than deflecting responsibility onto bureaucratic predecessors and the right wing, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has apparently opted for a strategy of complete interpretive license. It quotes him as saying, "Violent crime has been coming down in Chicago actually for 3 years, but in particularly over the last year." Which I guess that's possible if you're looking at the graphs upside down. Because according to CompStat, this shows figures increasing almost every listed crime category except for murder and shooting incidents. Story isn't better 3 weeks back as overall violent crime has risen by 67% between 2020 and 2023. 3 years back, excuse me. Although reported murders, shooting incidents, and burglaries have decreased from 2020 figures, robberies have increased by 38%, criminal sexual assaults by 29%, motor vehicle thefts are more than 200% over what they were 3 years ago. Pinpoint statistics for some specific districts in Chicago are even more dismal. District 25 has overall crime has escalated by 83% since 2020, including a 26% increase in murders. Then there's CWB Chicago. This offers a little better illustration of public safety in the Windy City. Headlines include 15-year-old robbed 11 people in five-hour crime spree. Hours-long cross-town robbery spree ends with victim shot Friday night. Robbery crew committed 12 holdups in an hour on Thanksgiving morning. And drive-by gunman shoots five people leaving concert at United Center. So when all of this came out, of course, everybody's saying, what is the governor smoking? Perfectly reasonable position to take, I think. And the problem here is that not much is probably going to change for the good citizens of Chicago anytime soon. Now, on November 28th, the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary decided to hold a gun violence epidemic hearing. And the witnesses testifying before the committee was Stephen H. Cook, former police officer, federal prosecutor, and now retired Associate Deputy Attorney General for the U.S. Department of Justice. Some of the factors he identified as contributing to the rise in violent crime across America was the national anti-police protests and calls to defund the police. I agree. They resulted in de-policing, I agree, and the soft-on-crime progressive prosecutors who refused to enforce the laws and promote lenient bail reforms. Once again, I agree. Now, the new mayor is described as a far-left activist, backed, among others, by the Democratic Socialists of America, which is an outspoken advocate of the Defend the Police movement. Then you have Soros-backed Kim Fox, their chief prosecutor since 2016. She has embraced progressive de-prosecution strategies like dropping felony cases and declining to prosecute misdemeanors, while allegedly claiming that violent crime rates have dropped since she took office. And what none of these people are prepared to admit is that the violent crime problem can be attributed to the detrimental effect of what is in effect pro-criminal, anti-victim policies, including gun control laws that restrict the rights of reasonable citizens. According to the gun control group Giffords, A-minus rated Illinois has some of the strongest gun laws in the country. Not everybody is enthralled with this, of course. At the November 28th hearing, in exchange with a public health official testifying before the committee, Senator John Kennedy brought up the Windy City and said, let me ask you this. Why do you think Chicago has become America's largest outdoor shooting range? Do you think it's because of Chicago citizens who have no criminal record but who have lawfully a gun in their homes for protection? Or perhaps for hunting? Or do you think it's because of a finite group of criminals who have rap sheets as long as King Kong's arm? Of course, now that then became a racist statement that he made. I mean, I don't believe it. I don't believe that what he said was racist, not at all. But what I'm saying is that this is one of these things that you get out there and you're looking to deflect. And they did a whole lot of deflection during this thing. A lot of deflection. So much deflection, in fact, that I don't know if they really got anywhere. I saw the exchange between Kennedy and whoever that representative was, and I don't really know how much came out of that beyond the fact that she looked ridiculous. But, as with all things, we'll see. Now, I don't expect this to go anywhere myself. They can sit there and they can have all the hearings they want. Because until they take on a few things in a few places, this is just going to happen. In the inner city of Chicago, they've got to get in there. They've got to get control of it. They've got to stop attacking the nuclear family. They've got to get some economic opportunity in place, some educational opportunity in place. And then once we start doing it, you can't stop doing it just because you don't get results immediately, because this is generational. This is not one of these things. There is no quick fix to it. The quick fix, if you're concerned about the violence, is to go in there and just quell it. Just go in there and just eradicate it. And that means exactly what that means, what it sounds like. But unless they're going to do it, well, you know, that's another thing altogether. And therein lies the problem. That the starting point is so very far, you know, it's so very far from any real results. This will be what keeps them from actually ever doing anything. In the interim, the young people there will continue to be sacrificed. You know, and it's black kids, it's white kids, it's Hispanic kids, it's, you know, proportionally speaking, some of them are overrepresented based on, you know, where they should be. But it's all based on Democratic policy. And the reason they do that is because these children were born. They were not aborted. See, they tried the eugenics route with black people, too. That's the other big thing that, no, well, you know, very few people are actually picking that up, although I see some doing it now, but, you know, that's all beside the point. It's all beside the point now. Coming up next, we're going to speak with Stephen Welliford from Gun Owners of America. Find out what's going on there. Just touching base, you know, just touching base. Because we can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.